This is Neil Chayette looking at the law, coming up in defense of death. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When your own lawyer says your life isn't worth living and the jury hands you the death penalty, is that reversible error? This case involved a man who was convicted of murdering three black men and of attempting to kill another man and a woman. He said he committed these crimes because he was a follower of Adolf Hitler, his spiritual leader. He testified he'd continue to commit similar crimes if he ever had the chance and called the murders the finest thing I ever did in my whole life. His lawyer said in his closing statement, when you take a look at Frank Spisak, don't look for good deeds because he has done none. Don't look for good thoughts because he has none. He is sick, he's twisted, he's demented, and he's never going to be any different. Frank appealed, claiming his own lawyer turned against him and that he was denied the constitutionally required assistance of counsel. But the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty, stating it has to be shown that an adequate argument would have led to a different result. And these murders were so graphic, the same result would have occurred no matter what. So there it is, as Sophocles said, the soul that has connived wickedness can nurse no good thereafter. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.